Blog Talk Radio.
You, if you want to experience infinity healing,
go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, your discovery session. Now, there's also complimentary infinity healing sessions that I do on the first Sunday of each month. Those are also on my website listed under free things. I think that's the name of the tab. It has free in there. And you can also listen to those which have gone on in the past. The recordings are there. This is just all about you and about changing your life and becoming who you truly are. So I encourage you to try it out. You can listen to the free recordings. Nobody ever has to know that you've done it. You can decide whether or not you like it and move on with your life. So that's totally up to you. Okay, let's go to our first caller from area code 402. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kuulelani, and thank you for taking my call and offering your healing. I just want to say I'm very grateful, and I appreciate that, and wanted to see what message Spirit had to say about my car coming. Do you see it coming? When do you see it coming?
Okay, so what is it that we're looking at?
My car, do you see me getting my car like within the next couple of days?
Okay.
Today, tomorrow.
Well, I need to tell you right up front that my guidance does not do timelines. They do not tell me if something is coming tomorrow or the next day or whatever. They will tell me if something is coming soon. Now, soon is completely open to interpretation. So if you wanted to know specifically when something is coming, they don't do that because they say everything is so subject to change. You know, one little thing can change and suddenly it's the whole timeline has changed. So that's why they don't do that. So is there something else you wanted to know about? Because they're not going to tell me when the car is coming.
Okay, yeah, maybe the other thing that I wanted to know is if you see me going in and getting my own business, like getting a license and doing all that and saving up on the side to do that, do you see the first business I start taking off in the direction where it becomes self-sufficient?
Okay, so the answer they're giving me for that is that all of that is totally up to you. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you really love?
Well, right now, I mean, there's a lot of things I love to do, but I'm really good at, and my heart and my passion is to help people, and I was a nurse's aide. So, I mean, I'm writing this other project that's going to take a while because I have to redo everything. So my turn of events happened and my computer ended up missing. So a lot of things have happened to me in the past couple of months that kind of like turned everything upside down. They taught me to appreciate what I did have. And so I learned that lesson. But my question is, if I go in and get a professional business license, try to market myself and do independently, like CNA, like work the way I want to do it, do you see it, like, taking off? Because it's going to take me a while to save up, but I figured out the lowest budgeting way to do it and to reinstate my license and everything. Like, total, I would need to save up, like, $700, and then I'd be totally legitimate in this state as far as business license and everything through using a third-party legal services, but they, you know, through the online. So I was just wondering, I had some ideas on how I wanted to do it, but do you see it like being self-sufficient to where it will function with things? Do you see that happening?
So what they're telling me is that if you are taking the inspired steps and actually working towards what it is you actually want to create in the world, then there's absolutely no way that you cannot achieve that goal because you are doing what you need to in order for that to happen. So what is it that you believe or you're afraid of that would keep that from happening?
I'm not really afraid of anything. It's just that I find myself getting into a situation where I'm not completely self-efficient, so I still need assistance. And when I get to the point where finances start coming in and I get to be a little bit more independent, like, it works, but if it doesn't be consistent, then I kind of get a setback. And I just want to try something where I'm not going to have as many setbacks as I've been having, especially, like, you know, I know that I've stayed busy. It's just, once I start up, to make sure that I generate enough business.
So what is it? Okay, there's something that you were taught about you that limits your ability to succeed. Do you know what that was? Did somebody tell you you couldn't do it? Or did somebody tell you that something will always go wrong? Or can you think of anything that somebody told you that pops up whenever you are successful to stop you?
I think I self-sabotage because I don't value my worth as much as I should.
Okay. Then that is the only thing that will stop you. So would you like to do some infinity healing and see if we can get that out of your way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I am now activating the energy of the infinity healing, and if you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see how they want to word this. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are not good enough, not worthy enough, not valuable enough to actually believe in yourself and allow yourself to succeed? If so, say yes. Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you need to be afraid of what's going to happen, that you need to wait for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, so that the bad things that are coming as a result of the good things come can complete the cycle? If so, say yes. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that whenever things are going according to your plan, whenever you are succeeding, and things are looking good, there has to be a catastrophe? If so, say yes.
Yes, I do.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for installing the truth that you are a child of God, and God loves you, and God wants you to be successful? God is behind you 100% and wants nothing more than your success, wants you to be as wealthy as you desire to be, wants you to have everything that you desire in life. If so, say yes.
Yes, I agree. I'm a child of God.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that anything that anybody else has ever achieved is also possible for you, because you are equal to every other person that has ever existed and ever will exist? And so say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel good, thank you.
So how do you feel now about creating this, your own business and being successful and having money and all of that? How does that feel now?
It feels good. It feels that, you know, obtainable, like I shouldn't doubt my abilities. And I mean, like just having, keeping the faith, that was all affirmation, just recognizing the truth and realize where the pattern of thinking is.
Well, wonderful. Well, now you can go forth and create your dream business, and actually succeed at it and have more than enough money to live off of. And that
Thanks.
Feels so much better than you felt before.
Right. Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Hello.
So Infinity Healing is really designed to help you let go, to help you let go of the things that you have seen as being in your way. Because frankly, you are creating everything you are experiencing. And so if you are seeing things in your way, you are creating in your way. Infinity Healing lets you let go of that and to reestablish that connection that each of us already has with the Creator, with God, with the universe, with whomever it is you believe in. Because there's no way that you can actually be disconnected from God, because God is within you. God is within everything and everyone. If God wasn't there, then it would not exist. So God has to be a part of everything and everyone. And I know sometimes that's difficult for us to accept. I've had many a discussion with a person who or people who are more traditional religious, and, you know, I would say things like, okay, God's in this table. And they would tell me, no, God's not in the table. Why would God be in the table? And I would say, how can the table exist if God's not there? Because God creates everything. And the things that are happening in our lives are our creation. Because we have the ability to create. That is one of our gifts from God. And God is within us, so we have the ability to create what we experience. It's not some random stuff that's happening to us. It's not some random circumstances that the world has set out to prove whatever it is we imagine the world needs to prove, because the world doesn't need to prove anything. Actually works in progress, each and every one of us. And we are creating who we want to be. And we are using that energy, that God within us, to create it. And so if we have created lives that are dismal and disappointing and all the negativity stuff, then that was our choice. And yes, we did create it. But see, recognizing that you have the ability to create whatever you experience gives you the freedom to change your choice, to decide you want to create something else, that you want to have more than you've ever imagined. And that's where the Infinity Healing comes in, because it allows you to ask God to help you clear out that old clutter, those old beliefs, that old stuff that was holding you back. And of course, God does exactly what we ask God to do, because God loves us. And God's will is that we be happy. that we be abundant, that we be blissful, that we be loved. And so when you're using the infinity healing to ask that things be removed and different things be installed, that is exactly what you get. Because that's the way it's meant to be. So I have seen a lot of changes in my life. And I've seen a lot of things coming up that I didn't even realize that I had buried. I have buried a lot of stuff in my life. But it's okay now because I have the tools to release it when I become aware of it. And that's something that I had been looking for a long time. Of course, it took me a while to actually accept that I could actually have what I was looking for. Like a lot of people, I would ask for something. And then I would promptly ignore it if it showed up. And I know a lot of people who do that or have done that. They're stepping out of that. So if that's you, don't beat yourself up about it. It just means you're human. It just means that you're changing, that you are beginning to understand yourself, your life, and the truth of your existence. Realizing that is a part of your journey. It is a part of walking your path in life. And understanding that you are making choices. And those choices are shaping your experiences. I can think of a lot of things that have changed for me as a result of the infinity healing. I'm now making videos, which is something that I've been thinking about doing for years, but I never would really allow myself to do it. And now I've done it, and I'm going to continue to do it because I actually enjoy it. And it's a way for me to assist other people in letting go of things in their lives which are no longer for their highest good. I realize now that the things that I wanted to change about me were not just for my benefit. Because by changing myself, I am changing my community, my family, and I am changing the whole world, actually. Because anytime we are moving towards the light, we are allowing more and more light into our lives. We are having an effect on the whole world. It means that creating something across the world. Well, if a butterfly can do it, what makes us think that we can't do it? And there is a societal or human consciousness. And when we are changing our beliefs and we are accepting the truth, we are affecting that human consciousness because we are a part of that. It's like we are part of our family consciousness and our community's consciousness and society's consciousness and so many other consciousnesses, which explains why sometimes our lives are so incredibly crappy because we believe those bigger consciousnesses. Because we don't really understand ourselves. We don't really accept ourselves. We don't really allow ourselves to be. And that's one of the things that I've done with the infinity healing is to disconnect myself from all of those other consciousnesses. From not allowing those beliefs of others to have that impact on my life that they used to have. I'm beginning to recognize when a belief is actually mine and when it's coming to me through another consciousness. And I'm letting go of those beliefs, which really don't create what I want to create in my life. And this is something that anybody can do. We have so much more potential. Potential to be everything we've ever dreamed of. But we don't realize that because there's so much garbage going on in our heads, so many conversations about what is and is not possible that's not actually our conversation. You know, it could be something from your ancestors. You could have had people in the past who were afraid of life, afraid of living, afraid of taking chances, afraid. And they've been passing that along generation after generation after generation. And so you've got all these fears, and you don't even understand why you have these fears, because it makes absolutely no sense, but you still feel them. Well, with the Infinity Healing, we can go in and release those fears. And release all of that stuff and release your connection to those generational beliefs that are not for your highest good, because it really is all about you. So if any of this sounds interesting or intriguing to you, then set up your free 20-minute discovery session. Just go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on the Schedule Now button. And then changing your life, changing your beliefs, changing the situations that you have been taught are beyond your control, because they're not. We have more power than we've ever imagined. We've just never really tapped into it, allowed it. And so now we can start creating what we truly desire to experience, instead of being been taught with what we've been told, with what we have been shown. That's the interesting thing about belief. It's not a matter of seeing, it's believing. It's a matter of we believe what we see. So if we don't believe something, we are not going to see it, because we don't let ourselves. We really do create what we believe. And so if you, let's say you believe that the sky was purple, well, then when you looked at the sky, you would see the color purple. And people could tell you all day long that the sky was blue, and you did not believe them. Because for you, the belief is the sky is purple. And so when you look at the sky, it is purple. Because that is what you believe. We often forget how beliefs really do determine everything in our lives. It's one of the reasons why I let go of so much of the need to watch the news or to have political discussions with people or anything like that, because each person is going to defend their belief, because for them, that belief is true. And so trying to get someone to change a belief that they're not ready to change is basically the same as hitting your head against a brick wall. And I don't find that comfortable. So I don't do that. Now, I know there are some people who actually enjoy those debates, and they find it invigorating. And that's absolutely fine. They can go and debate as much as they want to. But that's not me. That's not the way I want to spend my life. I like discovering what it is I believe so that I can decide whether or not I want to continue to believe it. I like discovering me, discovering the truth of me, the truth of life, the truth of God, the truth of the angels, the truth as it applies to my life. And so when people ask me questions, you know, about, okay, well, what is the truth about this and the truth about that? I'll tell them that the truth is totally dependent upon what you believe. Because whatever you believe is your truth. And when we realize that, then the world makes a whole lot more sense. Instead of looking at people in whatever situations they're in and trying to fix them, trying to make sense of it, where they have chosen to be. That is their truth right now. And one day they may change their truth and choose to be someplace else. And that's fine. And where they are now, that is fine. There's nothing you need to do to fix it. We have a hard time with that one. Because we honestly believe that we are doing good by fixing other people. Fixing someone who hasn't asked for assistance is really kind of getting up on your self-righteous high horse and saying, I know better than you. You should do what I say. Really, I know better than you. And then we wonder why those people look at us and they don't really want our help. Unless we want to help them in the way that they have asked to be helped. If we try to help them in the way that we think is for their highest good, and ignore what they have actually asked for, it's not going to happen. This doesn't work that way. So understanding the truth in your life and using the infinity healing to make changes to those truths, that is really how you're going to make the world a better place. When you let go of the beliefs that hold you back, then you are opening up to experiencing more. You're opening up to having a better life. And then you get to show other people how to have a better life because they look at you and go, oh my gosh, you're doing so much better. What changed? And then you tell them. And then they can decide whether or not they want to make those changes in their own lives. It's not a matter of telling people what they should and shouldn't do. It's a matter of living the truth so that they can see and they can make their own decisions. And that is so much easier than trying to be in control of other people. Ever worked with a 2-year-old, you know it is impossible. To control other people. That's one of the beautiful things about 2- and 3-year-olds. They are teaching us that we don't have the ability to rule over them. If anything, they think that they have the ability to rule over us, and sometimes I think they're right. But it's a matter of letting go of that need to control others, period. You're not supposed to control others. The only one you are responsible for is you. And so you can use all of those different modalities out there to get clarity, you, about what you are here to do for you, what you are here to change in you, how to make you the very best person that you can be. And in that way, you are shaping the world. But it always comes back to you. So really, some time and look at your life. Look at what it is you are creating. What you are creating for you. And if you're not sure about what you're creating, then look around you. Because everything you see is something that you created. If you look around you and you see absolute clutter, then you are creating clutter. That's it. It's not really complicated. Understanding you means simply looking and then deciding if that is really what you want to experience. And you get to decide what it is you want to let go of. So allow yourself to see so that you can learn. And allow yourself to learn so that you can move forward. Because it is about you. It's about you, your life, your choices. It's all about you. Okay. Told you about infinity healing, and I told you how to get your free discovery session. Told you how to find the free complimentary calls on my website. You can also subscribe to my newsletter, and then you get a free recording which will help you to build up your own self-esteem and to start trusting in you and being the more powerful person that you were meant to be, that you actually already are. You just may not realize it. And if you ever have any questions for me about infinity healing and how it can make a difference in your life, then by all means, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I will be sure and answer your email. I like to tell people I will get back to you within 24 hours. It's usually much faster than that, but just in case it's not, it'll be 24 hours. Unless, of course, you contact me on the weekend, in which case, I'd get back to you by Monday. Because I don't always even look at my email on the weekend. You have to have time for yourself. And I like to make sure that I do have time for myself. Because it's not about saving you, being the best me. So I try to live what I talk. And that's one of the interesting things I find about a lot of people. You know, there are incredible people out there who have given me wonderful, wonderful advice, but they don't actually take their own advice. And so it makes it kind of difficult for anybody else to decide that that must be good advice, because the person who's giving it to you is not even willing to take it. Then questionable. When I talk to you about infinity healing and how it can change your life, I'm talking about what I have done to change my life. I'm talking about my own experiences with infinity healing. I'm talking about the results that I have seen for me. So this is not just some abstract thing, you know, or I've read a book and I've heard that this can do amazing things for people. No, I've seen it firsthand. I have lived it. And that's where I'm coming from. So if that's important to you, then by all means, ask me any kind of questions you want to ask about my life, because I'll be more than happy to tell you how the changes have come about for me. And really, it's part of my mission in life to make the world a better place. I've always had this grandiose idea of creating heaven on earth. And I used to believe that I would do that by, you know, fixing all of these people who have all of these things that are just kind of screwed up about them. And now, of course, I realize that I'll do that by fixing myself and all of the screwed up things about me, so that I can open up to the truth. I can open up to heaven while I'm still alive. And by doing that, then I'm becoming an example for others. And that is so much easier than trying to figure out how to get all of you guys to get fixed. Instead, I just work on me. And I know that I will be guided to whomever it is that I'm supposed to work with, and they will be guided to me. And if they accept, then that's great. And if they don't, then that's great. Because no matter what, I am going to continue to do what is for my highest good, even if nobody else has decided to do what's for their own highest good. That's everybody else's choices. It's not mine. And it's not my responsibility. We have so much freedom in life. And most of the time we are taught that we have very little freedom, or the only freedom that we have is the freedom to fail. But actually, we have the freedom to succeed. We have the freedom to be more, to have more, to live more. We have those freedoms. We just don't take advantage of them. So if you want to start changing that about yourself, then do so. It's an infinity healing. And I'm not saying it's the only modality out there in the world, because it's not. There are so many of them. But I do know that it is one that works, and it works quickly. And it's an incredible energy connection that I absolutely love. Just doing the work takes me to that state of joy, a state of being at ease with myself and my life. And I like that. And so if you're looking for that ease, that inner peace, then that's one of the ways of getting there. And it doesn't matter which way you use to get there. What does matter is that you actually take the inspired actions to change your life. Because otherwise, things just stay the same and you just remain stuck. Stuck in a rut, stuck in the sameness that you've been living for so long, and that has never brought you joy. You know, it's like the junkie who's always looking for that fix, always trying to recreate that perfect bliss that they experience the first time they try whatever it is that they're addicted to. And then they dedicate their lives to feeling that again. And it doesn't work, because they never find it again. Because they're trying to live in the past. They're trying to go back to that moment that has already happened. And you can't go back and recreate that moment. It's not possible, because you have changed. Even the drugs that you took to achieve whatever you achieved in that first moment, those are different than the ones you're taking now. You're never going to be able to find that exact experience. So you become like the little hamster running in the wheel, going faster and faster and faster, thinking that someday I'm going to go fast enough and I'm actually going to get back there. But you're not, because you can't get back to the past. And I've known a lot of people who have pretty much dedicated their lives to recreating something that they've already experienced. And it doesn't always have to do with drugs. It can be in relationships. People try to recreate that moment of love that they felt for that person that is or was in their lives. They want to go back. They want to experience that again. And that's like chasing the wind, because you can't go back. What you can do is decide what you want to create now. You can create even what you can't recreate, what's already happened. You're not meant to. It's just not part of the way it works. So if you're always trying to recreate something that's already happened in your life, stop wasting your time. Decide what it is you want to experience now. Decide what you want to create now. Decide who you want to be now. Because that is where you actually have the ability to do something. Because as I am talking to you about these things, it is an energy also going to you to help you, make those changes, to help you make those connections, to give you clarity about your life, about what you have experienced, what you are experiencing, and what it is you truly desire to create in your life. Most people never take the time to really decide what it is they want, go along with what it is they have or have always had or always believed that they were destined to have or they were told they had to have, and then just go along and go along and go along and hope that one day it will change, but they're not doing anything to change it because they're just going along. Because you don't want to rock the boat, because if you rock the boat, you might actually fall overboard. And so we stay in our little rut. Time to get out of the rut. Time to decide what it is you actually want to create, what it is you actually want to experience. And don't do that by looking at the past and saying, I want to go back there, because you're not going to go back there. Weren't meant to go back there. It's just not going to happen. So what do you want to create now? What do you want your future to look like? Who are you? Who do you want to be? You have all of these choices in your life. It's time to start standing up and saying, yes, these are the choices that I have made. Time to start recognizing your power, your abilities, your magnificence. And yes, you do have magnificence. No matter what your life looks like in this moment, there is that magnificence within you because God is within you. So how can you be less? How can you be less? You can't. It's impossible. Start looking at you. Start moving towards a greater you. Start allowing more and more light and love into your life. And if there's anything that I can do to assist you, then by all means, contact me at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to talk with you, to show you, to help you discover you, the beautiful being that you are. Let's just take a nice deep breath. And I will be back on Friday with Peg Jones. And Peg does beautiful angel reading, and she will be sharing her abilities, her gifts with you. And of course, I'll be there. And if you need some infinity healing, then just ask. All you ever have to do is ask. Of course, once you ask, you actually have to listen to the answer. And thumbs up. So have a wonderful week, everybody, and I will talk with you again on Friday. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds. My website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And go there and schedule your discovery session. Start changing your life. I love you all. Talk to you Friday.